Jin Tanah, the Jin who rule the land. In Batak belief, they never own the land but just caretakers. Therefore, they are always respectful to nature. Whenever they need to answer nature's calls in the forest, they not only need to avoid peeing openly and annoying the Orang Bunian, they also need to get permission from Jin Tanah, or the Jin of Earth. Jin Tanah are said to be sympathetic creatures, so they'll usually allow humans to do their businesses as long as they are notified in advance. Being a nomadic group, the Batak people are also very respectful to the Jin Tanah. Whenever they want to move to a new location, they will talk to the biggest tree in the area and ask for permission. They will then stay for about 1 week to see if they are disturbed by any mystical force or feel sick. If nothing happens, that is a sign of consent from the Jin, and they will start setting up their village there. John said that there are many Jin Tanah in the world, but he doesn't know how many exactly and whether they have a unified way of sharing the land. For example, perhaps each Jin is in charge of 10 hectares of land, or there's only one Jin on each mountain. What he is sure is that Jin Tanah existed before mankind, and each always lives alone. They don't form families or communities like human and Orang Bunian. They also don't have a fixed shape. They can look like a human or an animal, or anything like an imaginary creature. But most of the time, they remain invisible. There's another rule to follow to live harmoniously with these Jin. For the Batak people, dawn and dusk are the time dedicated to Jin Tanah. They don't shower at the river or make loud noises in the village during this time. If the Jin Tanah is disturbed or annoyed, it may enter their body, making them unconscious, lose their memory, or forget who they are, etc. Jin Tanah are always sympathetic to humans, but one shouldn't try to test its limits. I believe Jin Tanah is a very common belief in many different cultures. They may have different names and powers, but they are the reason why senior citizens are always humble and respectful to nature. It was until capitalism and technology took these values away from us. I'm not trying to promote superstitious beliefs here, but I do think we should always be kind and respectful to nature, and share the space and resources with the plants and animals around us. You can choose not to believe in supernatural beings, but wildlife and biodiversity are real, and they share the earth with us. So, does your culture believe in the Jin of Earth? This project is funded by the Biodiversity Conservation and Management of Protected Areas, BCAMP, Small Grants Program, SGP, by the ASEAN Center for Biodiversity, GIZ, and ASEAN Center for Biodiversity, ACB.